Thompson's campaign isn't getting much attention from the national media, given his relatively modest fundraising and some controversial statements at earlier public appearances. But Thompson has hardly given up. He's traveled to all of Iowa's 99 counties in recent weeks, trying to connect with potential voters, including women with babies.
Oh, how are you? Can you smile?
On a Saturday morning, Thompson met with about 25 Iowans at a cafe in the small town of Washington. He introduced himself much the same way he used to when he campaigned for Wisconsin governor.
Welcome. I'm Tommy Thompson. I come from Elroy, Wisconsin.
The issues part of Thompson's talk includes distancing himself from the politically unpopular parts of the Bush administration, like the war in Iraq. Thompson says Iraq needs 18 separate states.
You know, you have a separate state, you can live in peace, and you can have your own religious dynasty take over and protect you.
But Thompson is also mindful of the conservative GOP base in Iowa. He mentions his support for privately funded school vouchers, talks tough on immigration, and opposes gay marriage and abortion rights.
And I didn't change to run for president, as some candidates do. I have been there my whole life.
Thompson's mix of ideas is good enough to win some new supporters, like Fred Bickhart.
I like all his points. I like the anti-abortion, and I like the thing of the immigration, the illegal immigration. I mean, to me, illegal is illegal. I mean...
Others in the crowd also like Thompson, but aren't ready to promise a straw poll vote on his behalf. Farmer Rob Staffs says a trip to the event in Ames, Iowa tomorrow isn't necessarily in the cards.
Yeah, convening things for my time and to spend a whole day in Ames or on the road and back again.
Thompson's campaign says it'll help people get to tomorrow's event. But that may not be enough, according to Drake University politics professor Dennis Goldford. Goldford says Thompson is known in Iowa as being a good administrator.
But the difficulty is that somebody who's really good on substantive policy issues like that oftentimes doesn't get the heart beating faster of political activists.
Thompson, who earlier this year said he had to win the straw poll to stay in the race, now says he'd be satisfied with a first or second. Since Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, and Fred Thompson are not competing in the straw poll, Tommy Thompson says he and Mitt Romney are the leading candidates.
Romney spent $5 million, so it's going to be Romney's money versus my organization, which is much smaller than his organization. But we're working harder. So, I'd say it's almost an equal fight.
Thompson has fooled the pundits before, but one poll of Iowa voters this week showed Thompson well back in the Republican pack. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Washington, Iowa.